The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
All that we've learned about happiness.
Well, welcome, radio and podcast listeners. I am your friend. Start over there. Well, welcome, podcast and radio listeners. I'm your friend, Jay Garvin's, and you landed the dial, moved to the platform for the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, where every single week we bring you a conversation that's valuable pertaining to mortgages, real estate, purchasing homes, selling homes, building a budget, balancing a budget, investing in general, but specifically rental property investment, commercial property investment, and also retirement, everything that pertains to income and residual earnings. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. I have been focusing on a series of your home and the components that go into it from mortgages, where next week I'm going to be focusing on Veterans Administration or VA loans. We've covered the entire gamut, but today, with the drum roll, Matt, I am going to pop my Saturday morning energy drink and have a conversation about inspections and insurance on your next home purchase. 5 years ago, we would have not even had this conversation. 10 years ago, it was not even really a topic of concern. But today, with the price of homes and the reality of inflation, all of the real estate transactions that I've done as a licensed loan originator this year have had a front and center conversation on insurance, where insurance was just a additional secondhand thought as you added on your tasks to do in purchasing a house. All of a sudden, in Colorado in particular, but in a trend across the entire nation, insurance has been increasing faster than the rate of inflation. We're going to talk about today why that is the case in Colorado with the homeowner's insurance that you put on to the place that you buy, the coverage, because values have continued to increase, where the median home now in the Pikes Peak region is above $460,000 consistently. It's dipped down to that at times. It's been as high as $500,000, but that's kind of the dance floor we operate in. So the value of the homes has been an issue, and then I'm going to get into some of the particulars about why the homeowner's insurance has increased. Some of those have to do with the actual value of the properties, just like the increase in property taxes. Property tax has been predictable. Homeowners insurance is not. There's actually providers out there that will not even offer coverage or actually contact the current insurer and say, hey, you'll want to go shopping because on your annual renewal, we will not be renewing. Not the fact that your insurance costs may go up, but if you're in one of the designated fire zones in the county and in the state, they'll just say, we are not going to renew, period. So it's an important conversation today. If you have more than 3 to 5 minutes, this would be a great conversation to stick around. If for any reason here on Saturday you cannot stick around, this show will replay tomorrow at 11 a.m. right as you're hopefully walking out of church. I'm also going to be talking about inspections. Home inspections, when you go under contract on a house, are typically the very first task that the wannabe buyer does with their agent. I'm so excited about this because one of my best friends, Mark Salas, with Best Realty, is going to come in the latter half of the show when we talk about inspections in more detail. But if you've only got a minute or two, understand that the appraisal, when you complete that on a home, if you are getting financing, and I'm the gentleman that would love to help you with the financing as a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage, I would love to earn your business when you get qualified to purchase your next home. Or if you're like me, over 85% of the listenership right here on KRDO Radio or on the podcast, more than 85% of all the people listening to this podcast are already homeowners. But just like Mary and Paul, it's your adult children, your neighbors, your relatives, your friends at church that aren't necessarily homeowners and don't necessarily tune in to this radio show and podcast. And the appraisal documents the value of the house. If you're a conventional appraisal, they'll deliver it as is, which means this is the condition unless there's some major shortfall like a cracked or shifted foundation. Maybe there's some evident fire damage in the garage that hasn't been reported. Or if there's stairways that don't have any railings or appliances that aren't hooked up and there isn't any toilets or fixtures in the bathroom, a conventional appraisal will just list as is. But if you are purchasing a home with an FHA or a VA loan, there's going to be far more stringent standards in the actual condition of the home. You have to make sure that the critical appliances like the furnace and the hot water heater are operable. Make sure that the paint and the exterior of the home are correct. Make sure that any and all railings and safety measures around egress and degress stairways are taken care of. But outside of that, it's your home inspection that ensures you the safety and the functionality of the home that you're purchasing. A real estate agent and a friend of mine, Lauren, told me the other day, it used to be confusing, but now I just remember each. You want to make sure that you remember that the purpose of an inspection plays a part with the plumbing, the electricity, your appliances, your cooling system, and then all of your heat or your HVAC. But we'll get into that in more detail with Mark Salas later in the show. The larger conversation, as I have it before me right here, is actually the renewals of homeowners insurance in Colorado. The numbers are going up over the last 5 years, and most of this, in a 30-second summary, is because of the new wildfire-prone regions, and then also the actual value of the house in combination of the value of your house, the amount of replacement coverage. If a house is $200,000 in value, which is almost non-existent in the Pikes Peak region now, to where the median is now $460,000 plus, you're automatically going to have substantially more coverage requirement. So if you were at $1,500 a year, that'll take you to $2,000 right there. You put fire zones and other hazards on top of that, and it makes it that much more difficult and a larger responsibility. In fact, one of my friends said, hey, I know your buyer seems that their insurance is more expensive, but they're purchasing in the Broadmoor. And when you're getting a $550,000 house in a wooded area in a desirable school zone, you're going to pay more insurance than if you had a house that was $200,000 less in a more centralized, unforested, traditional cookie-cutter starter home. So I'm going to go into all the details with that. There's a meticulous process that you want to take when you purchase a home, and this is just one of the steps. At Churchill Mortgage, we have the certified home guaranteed approval. I would love to tell you more about that. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457 to start your purchase property with me. Call Jay Garvin's personally, 719-330-1457. Back after these important messages.
Insurance, what the hell do you mean? Never knew what I signed, and you're picking me clean.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service. Located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the meat?
I've got you for all my kids. I've got you for my new car.
Well, thank you so much for sticking with me. I am going over insurance on your home, your homeowner's insurance, but also inspections in reviewing the condition of your home before you complete the purchase process. And probably over the last 4 years, since 2021 through 2026, the most startling change in Colorado properties is without a doubt the wildfire-prone regions that came into effect after the incredible Boulder fires, with more than 1,000 homes that were demolished in fires. And this was startling because it was in grassland area and not like the tremendous fires that we had in Colorado Springs, both in Mountain Shadows and then also in Black Forest, where there was 300 and 500 respective homes lost. In Boulder, there was more than double that, and the median price was closer to $1 million a home. And I had no idea, as a homeowner and a host of this show, that insurance premiums had started to change so dramatically until we had a renewal notice on a cabin that I own up in Lake George. And when I purchased this cabin in 2019, it was an incredible getaway bastion during COVID, where you could run around, have fun without a mask or the COVID police over your shoulder. And we had an annual insurance policy, which seemed appropriate with USAA. That was only $900 a year, just in line with a half a dozen smaller rental homes that I had in the greater Colorado Springs area. But when we went to renew in 2021, they said, hey, coverages have changed, the risk has increased, and this is when I first heard of the wildfire-prone regions. And of course, they're creeping into Colorado Springs, Monument Hill, Black Forest, but they are the most prevalent up in Teller County, Park Counties. I can't imagine living in Summit Counties, Vail County, things like this, because in 1 year, our homeowner's insurance on our cabin tripled from $900 a year annual premium to $2,700. And seeing that this is a seasonal cabin that we go in the summer and not many visits at all in the winter, that was a substantial increase. And the bottom line is that with the wildfire-prone regions in Colorado, non-renewals are fueling Colorado's growing home crisis. And I've got a story here and a reference that was written back in 2024, where the first insurance group, American National Group, literally dropped and abandoned Colorado forever. There's other agencies, and I'm not saying whether they're good or bad. I just know that Allstate has already given dozens, probably 20 to 30 notices of my personal mortgage clients because of wildfire-prone regions. And what do you do about this? Your best bet is to actually go with a homeowner's insurance broker. Rick Gillett is one of those individuals. He's a dedicated farmer's agent, but he's also a insurance broker. And if you're nodding your head up and down in agreement that your insurance costs have increased dramatically, give Rick a call directly at his office, 303-779-4200. That's 303-779-4200. Rick Gillett, insurance brokerage agency, and also Farmers, because even within Colorado Springs, right in School District 12 near the Cheyenne High School, I have good friends and clients of mine, Tara and Alec, that are buying a house really in Lower Skyway. And with the wooded area to the north of that development, they determined that they were in a wildfire-prone region, and Farmers would not cover them. But Rick had a viable and affordable alternative with actually Lords of London. That's why insurance brokers are so important. Now, I'm familiar with this because I own properties down in Tennessee, and to a smaller premium result, but the same story, our cabin in the Smoky Mountains just outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, we had to go with Lords of London as an alternative insurance vehicle. So the bottom line is companies like American National Group that have left are catastrophic, but equally as unnerving is annual premiums literally increasing by 100%, going from $2,000 renewal to $4,000 annual premium renewals. And I'm doing this radio show, having the conversation, because even within Colorado Springs, in areas like Peyton, very good radio listener, and Dave Ramsey, friend of mine with Marty and Michelle, they had their existing insurance provider, AmFam, American Family, who they'd been with for years, do a quick quote on the house that they were purchasing in Peyton, and without any stutter or without any animation, they said, oh, sure, your annual premium on that house is going to be $5,400 a year. Being very professional and polite, Marty's jaw dropped and called me in panic and said, Jay, I don't know if we want to have an insurance policy that literally is as much as $5,500 a year, because if you take $5,500 a year divided by 12 months, that's more than $450 a month just to insure your home, and you still have 1% to 2% peril deductions. And what's a 1% to 2% peril deduction? If you buy a house that's worth $700,000 and he has a $560,000 loan, that means your deduction is 2% of a $700,000 home, or you start out with a $14,000 deductible at any given claim when it involves wind and hail. There's adjustments for this for water damage or other minor damage in your house that they have at $5,000. But that's a far cry difference, almost a third of the $14,000 that you have in an annual premium. And the good part of that story is Rick Gillett at Farmers was able to do a policy for him, get this, with a multiple coverage policy where he moved his autos over. He went over to less than $2,400 a year, which was almost a 50% discount from what American Family was going to do. So some of the issues here that are happening with Colorado, some of the legislative items have been changed to where specifically in the Denver area, but applies across the state, there was some predatory coverage for condominiums and developers. So they've changed some of those rules, the liabilities, the limits. In a general sense, I did research, why is insurance so much affordable in Tennessee than it is in Colorado? Well, part of that's because when you have a claim, for number one, and you have some liability issues or breaches in the construction or the condition of the property. I went through this myself when I developed townhomes in Woodland Park. In Tennessee, in Wisconsin, in Florida, and other states, this exists. But if you have a maximum legislative cap to $250,000 of damages, you come into Colorado, and when those same damages exceed $2 million, it's the difference between a claim and a problem and a fix, and then a defense attorney coming in and saying, let's go at this together, as they take 50% or more or 30% or more and then turn it into a circus. And what inevitably happens is the insurance and the reinsurance companies have to cover for the amount of total damage potential that can come forward. Another one is the legislation and the Supreme Court. It was less than 3 years ago that the Colorado Supreme Court, in a vote to 4-0, acknowledged in a particular case where the defendant said, hey, I've been in and out of my house. I didn't have the ability to track when the hailstorms were. I don't think it's correct that there's a 12-month statute of limitations. And then the Supreme Court of Colorado removed it. So now all of a sudden, if a peril like wind and hail comes on your house, a tree comes and damages your house, or a hailstorm damages your house, and you're not aware of it, which I find that difficult that you wouldn't be aware, whether you were there 12 months out of the year or not, whether you experienced damage to your roof, siding, or any portion of your home, now they're basically saying that, hey, if you notice that 4, 5, or 8 years later, the insurance company still has to recognize it. They cannot take that potential liability off the books in the traditional statute of limitations. And what that does is that starts to decrease the amount of stable insurance company providers, starts to increase the non-renewal of companies with you on your policy, and it doesn't seem like a lot, and it's been improving. I mean, as far as 2018, when they started this, Colorado was in the top 6 states with over 1% of the individuals, 1 out of 100, not being able to renew their policy. Believe it or not, in Florida, it's over 3% for obvious reasons. Then you have Louisiana. These are all coastal. North Carolina, California, Massachusetts are all above 1.5%. But then you have South Dakota, Iowa, Utah, Nebraska, Montana, Indiana, Tennessee, Virginia, Missouri, Ohio, Idaho, Colorado, that are all inland states, and their non-renewal rates are increased. And in Colorado is good, but we used to be in the lower 10% of the states affected by this. Now we're in the top 20%, ranked in the top 18 states for non-renewal. And it's very important that you keep your relationship with your existing insurance provider, because that's when the problems occur. When you don't proactively renew, then they'll tell you, we're not going to reactivate your policy as your annual premium date passes. So we're going to be back with more to talk about on this insurance rate in Colorado and some of the positive proactive things you can do, and also shift over with Mark Salas of Best Realty into homeowner inspections prior to purchase right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is sponsored by Best Realty and Mark Salas.
Housekeeping?
Breakdown.
Now here.
Well, thanks for sticking around. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Today, I'm having an in-depth conversation about the insurance on your home, your homeowner's insurance, which I covered in the first two segments, and I'll wrap up in the fourth in 10 minutes or so. But the most important thing for a buyer, if you're looking to buy a home in the next 6 to 18 months, is your home inspection. And no better individual to have this conversation with than Mark Salas, a real estate agent himself, an investor, and also the owner of Best Realty, my friend. Welcome in the studio.
Mr. Jay, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so this inspection thing is getting pretty incredible. I mean, I remember the day when they were $300, and now if you do it comprehensively, they're $600 to $800.
Oh, yeah, easy. Well, and now VA is requiring termite inspections, which, as you know,
is another $150 to $200.
Yeah, so an additional fee. And the bad thing is when you did a general home inspection, you would see that on the home inspection. But now it's just an additional form, which is additional money. Hey, listen, we need this person to pay this.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And I mean, in Colorado, I could have a whole separate show on radon. I'm not going to. I thought it was a little bit silly when it was to cover the basement. I'm now seeing radon units in crawl spaces.
I'm seeing a lot of radon. I mean, and the weird thing is you could test a house 1 month, and you can test it next month, and it's a different reading.
But if you have a rancher with a crawl space,
yes,
you're 18 to 48 inches above the dangerous dirt. And radon basically is that chemical that comes in and affects, I don't know,
causes cancer
in your fish's uterus.
Oh, no, yeah.
So over a long period of time, they're saying it causes cancer. And
have you ever heard of any radon case in the history of your professional course of real estate?
No.
And neither
thank
have
goodness.
I.
Yeah, thank
you. Now, it's interesting because when I put my son and daughter in a basement in a house that I bought in Ivy Wild, I had to put a radon system in as I was the buyer.
Oh.
And I demanded it, and they did it, and I'm
so
like,
you tested it, and it tested high?
It tested high, and he put one in, and it used to be like $1,800. Now it's over $3,000 to put a radon system in your basement, which basically is a whole bunch of tubes that go down into like a French drain, have a negative suction pressure through a fan, and pulls out all of the gases, so it goes up into the exterior by your roof. And you know, the only thing that I went over to a friend's house and he was having a radon party. Everybody was on the roof sucking it like a big bomb.
You know, a way to mitigate radon is you open the window. So you let fresh air in. So yeah, it's just something that crazy. Another thing is we don't see radon mitigation in commercial facilities.
No, not at all.
Only in residential. And a lot of people spend more time in their office.
Absolutely. In our office, my office is downtown. I'm in the basement. And I was wondering why Kenny Smith was growing a leg out of his ear.
Poor Ken.
Poor Ken. Don't kick me, buddy. You're gonna tip over your computer monitor.
Oh, poor Kenny.
I think a lot of this stuff is just berserk. I mean, if you're listening and you've ever had any radon concern in your entire life, please call me at 719-330-1457 because it's all a joke until it isn't. But the third and most important thing, which I appreciate you as a real estate agent you cover, is the sewer scopes.
Yes, sewer scopes. Now,
explain what that is to the novice listener.
You put a camera down the sewer line, and you scope it all the way to the city main, and you see if there's any issues.
Explain, what would be an issue?
So security is notorious. They have a pipe called Orangeburg, and that was just tar paper wrapped in a circle, and over the years, it collapsed. And now you don't have a round hole. You got a collapsed hole, and it starts backing up. So if you're buying a property in security, 9 times out of 10 on some of those older homes in the 50s, 9 times out of 10 you're going to have to replace the sewer line. Another thing is I had a new build one time. Had a client, and I still recommended that we did the sewer inspection, and the cement contractor compacted the dirt too much, and it broke the sewer pipe. So that's another issue as well. You don't think about that in new
builds. And that was a new build.
That was a brand new build. And we sent it to the builder, and they said, okay, we'll get it taken care of. It's something so simple that you don't think of. You know, another new build, they put rocks down the pipe, you know, so I'm assuming during construction they just accidentally got a bunch of debris in the sewer lines. Well, thank God we caught it, because once they started using the sewer lines, that would cause issues. It would cause backups.
Yeah, and it's also the most expensive, unless you have some issues that I had where everything was perfect till they went into the garage in the attic and they found out that there was a fire that had structurally affected the rafters and they had to have the garage roof replaced. And if they hadn't done the inspection, that would have come forth. But other than a tragedy like that, how much does a typical sewer line to the street cost to replace?
Usually about $13,000 to $15,000.
$13,000 to $15,000, and you pay less than $200 for a scope, don't you?
$150 usually is what.
That's the best $150 you ever spent.
You don't see it, so you don't know. It's one of those things that you're buying a house. Yes, maybe you're buying the house as is, but are you accounting for a $13,000 to $15,000 repair? Maybe that as is isn't looking like such a good deal after you do that inspection.
Absolutely.
So for me, even as an investor, that's one of the things I look at. Because I can go in there, I can look at the house, I can tell if I got damage, I can tell if there's a roof that needs to be replaced. You know, simple things like that. What I can't tell is what I can't see. So I always go in there and I do at least a sewer inspection. Even when I'm buying an investment property, as is, where is, I'll tell them, hey, these are the things I'm going to look for.
Absolutely, and you get that. Yeah, if I do only one thing, it's a sewer scope.
Yeah.
Because a lot of stuff that I can see with my eye, I can see and test the furnace.
Yes.
I can see and test the hot water heater. I can test all the appliances, but you cannot see the sewer. You can even go up on the roof. But if you add all that up, the inspection itself is $400 to $600. You have a scope that's $150 to $200. You have radon that is at least
$150
to $200. And now if you're a veteran, you're going to pay $100 to $200 for a termite inspection.
Yeah, so it starts adding up. But the thing is you want to get those inspections done. As a buyer, you want to get those things done fast because you want to know if you're in or out. Yes, you may be purchasing a property. Maybe you get such a great deal on the property and you agree that, hey, I'm going to buy it as is. But at least you can put your eyes on it and you can find out if that as is, where is deal is really a good deal. Or if it's like, no, you know, I've got thousands of dollars here that I didn't account for. It looked like a great deal. It's no longer a great deal. So get those things done as soon as you go under contract. I like to get those things done fast.
Absolutely. Within the first 72 hours.
We need to know if we're in or out. Then in the contract, we have, at least when I write the contract, you know, I'm filing an objection. I have a specific timeline. And we have a specific timeline for a resolution. So when you file your objection.
And what's that called?
So that's called the inspection resolution.
Okay.
And that's when the seller comes back and says, yes, I'll repair these items. No, I won't. I'll do 1, 2. I'm not going to do 3. Whatever it is. It's negotiation again, depending on how the contract's drafted. Now, just because you filed an objection doesn't mean the seller's going to get to you right away. we just experienced this.
Absolutely.
We were waiting
for
the seller. Yeah. And they needed time to get contractors out there and say, hey, we're going to do this, or this is what the costs are going to be. But that $700-$800 inspection that we did, he probably got about $1,500 worth of work taken care of that he doesn't have to worry about.
And here, before I give the last minute to you, the thing that I love that you do as a buyer agent, as good or better than anybody, is on top of that, even with Jesse, our latest buyer together, you got an exorbitant amount of seller proceeds.
Correct.
So if there was a major thing that happened and they couldn't come off their price, you at least can take away a little bit of the seller proceeds, and you didn't even have to do that, to offset the cost without them just turning and walking away.
It's all about negotiation, and depending on how you write that contract is what gives you the authority or the ability to negotiate. Because if you don't have that contract drafted properly, you may not have the right to file an objection, an inspection objection. You may not have a right to do an inspection. I see a lot of for sale by owners, one of the main things they say is, just buy it. I don't even want you to do an inspection. I'm not going to allow you to do an inspection. If you want to buy the house, you buy the house. Mm-hmm. That's difficult. As a buyer, that's something that you need to watch out.
Yeah, and you have been an amazing advocate for Jesse. In fact, I've got another radio listener, Mike, if you're listening. We just went through his documents today. I'm going to invite him to call you as well. What's the best way for our radio listeners to get a hold of you if they want to sit down and know what it's like for you to be their buyer agent?
Hey, give me a call on my cell, 719-201-9571. That goes directly to me.
Okay, stop what you're doing just for a second and write this number down. Go ahead, Mark.
719-201-9571. 201-9571.
Best buyer agent that I know in the market. He just got a buyer that we're helping together, $10,000 of seller proceeds, and that's a record for the 20 transactions that I've done this year. So make sure that you take the time to interview the best people. And Mark is with Best Realty. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to be back to sum up the entire conversation of home inspections and the insurance on your home, right after these important messages. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Come on, if you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if you're not neglected, stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall.
Wrap it up. I take it. Wrap it up.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Wrap it up. I take it. Wrap it up. I take it.
Well, I'm ready to wrap up the conversation about inspections and insurance with your next home purchase. I'm Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, putting a very good bow on this present and wrapping it up. Going back to insurance, what in the world do you do to protect yourself with non-renewal rates increasing? And that's when an insurance company calls you and says, hey, we are not going to renew your policy. That's the worst thing that you want to do. I'm telling you, you should take an hour every year to do a review of your policy. Some of the biggest mistakes is that insurance company providers overinsure your house, where the replacement cost of the home and your dwelling coverage is more, $500,000 of coverage, when the replacement value of your home, if it's rebuilt, is $400,000. That's overinsurance. You want to do that. Now, if you're having an issue with insurance, you want to go ahead, and the second thing is to do multiple interview with quotes. I was with USAA for 38 years, and I still am with a couple of my houses, but my primary residence, I moved and interviewed with Farmers, and it worked out because you keep people honest in their coverages. And then the next thing is when you do switch coverages, if you have more money and you've been in your house a longer time, it's okay to take a higher deductible. Now, what does that mean? When I first bought my house and it was a VA loan and I had a mortgage almost equal to the value of my house, I had a $650,000 mortgage on a $700,000 house, my deductible was only $1,000. That's almost impossible today. USAA was amazing for that because many of the soldiers like me didn't have extra money laying around. But now that it's 8 years later and I've got $300,000 on a house that's north of $1 million, I'm not afraid literally to have a 4% or a $40,000 deductible because I'm not going to do anything to my house unless it's catastrophic damage. And I've already been through a major hail claim with hail-resistant replacement materials, which I'll go into that with another show. Like, instead of putting on plastic or synthetic shutters, I now have solid Trex, so if hail hits it, it's not going to affect it. I have warrantied windows with Pella, of course. You know that Dave Fleming with Pella's is a partner here. I have a 50-year warranty Edco roof. I have double-thickness copper gutters now, all of those things protect you from repetitive claims. Now, going on to homeowners insurance and finishing the last 7 minutes on this, what in the world do you do when you switch over? You have to make sure that you are never lapse in coverage. And what does that mean? That means if for any reason your policy renewal date is coming up and you don't have an escrow on your house, which means you pay the principal and interest, but you do the taxes and insurance on your own. If you don't have it set and you lose coverage, then that's going to reset the trajectory that they're going to price out your home. And that's how we went up dramatically in our cabin in Lake George. We had Safeco insurance, and we didn't renew the policy. It lapsed. They called us and said, hey, get insurance on it or we're going to force coverage. And when we did it, we went back to Safeco and they said, no, we're not going to renew you. So that's the most important precaution. There sometimes problems where the mortgage company delays the payment. So you want to know what your annual renewal rate and date is for your homeowner's insurance, regardless of whether you're escrowed or not, especially if you're not. And make sure that you're reviewing it with competitive quotes before the renewal and absolutely before the expiration of your annual premium due date. So finishing up on inspections, the conversation we had with Mark Salas, call me at 719-330-1457 if you are buying a home and you need a home inspection. I can help you get to several qualified and certified individuals to do the inspection. You're going to find people that don't have anything more than a weekend Saturday course and overcharge you. I just had an example of this where I have a buyer who is purchasing a home out in Calhan and it has a well and a septic and the VA requires a water test and the borrower, the buyer, didn't have the wisdom to ask me or do research, ask the agent or someone else about a required water test and paid $300 for a water test where in the Pikes Peak region, Colorado Springs, El Paso County, the water department right over on Garden of the Gods in the old Intel building, you can actually make an appointment, go over there, pick a specimen cup, take that cup to your land, take a sample of the water and bring it down there and it's $25. That's one example of buyer beware. The exact same thing with a termite inspection. I have one VA borrower that went and paid $150 for that, and then the other one paid $50. I have other individuals that get an inspection for $400, and I have other individuals that pay $700. Is there comprehensive service that justifies that, or is it just a case of apathy where individuals don't care, they don't do their research, and fall into that lake, swimming around the lake of buyer beware? So, I want to help you in any case, anytime, and anywhere throughout the purchase process. Churchill Mortgage, we have the Certified Home Buyer Program. I have more than 14 people going through it right now. Congratulations to Rachel and Brian and Mary, the co-applicant for buying a house. Literally, just finished it this last Thursday. We started the process in January. Jesse, I'm so excited that you're going to be purchasing by the end of the month with Mark Salas with Best Realty. Jesse and I started the process in January. Marty and Michelle, my prize customers of the year, the most amazing reviews, and I humbly shed a tear when I read these. Met him through Dave Ramsey. We've been working on it for 4 months. Churchill Certified Program. I have individuals like Brian, like Steve, like Mike, I appreciate you, are all in the program right now, already have a full approval, and it's just a matter where the season comes before them to buy. They're already approved, and you can do the same thing. But you have to call me, not only for you, your adult child, your neighbor, your relative, your friend, right here, 719-330-1457. You can go to Churchill, Colorado. I'm very excited because in the latter half of May and June, you're going to start to hear Dave Ramsey, where he's agreed to endorse me as a Churchill home loan specialist, loan originator again. I love partnering with Ramsey Solutions because they're always striving to make your life better. Churchill Mortgage, I love being part of the Churchill Mortgage team because we're always striving to make your life better. It's never the wrong time to do the right thing, regardless of the circumstance, and that's one of our core convictions at Churchill Mortgage, and I want to help you with that. Call me at 719-330-1457. Hopefully you've learned more about inspection and insurance on your next home purchase. And as I always end, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. 719-330-1457. Call me so I can help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction right with Churchill Mortgage in your backyard, downtown Colorado Springs. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I pray you're one of the darling when I see